The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name is Angie Scholes, and here in our Lead Story this week is joined by businesswoman and entrepreneur Hem Mati. Welcome, Hem.
Thank you so much, and thank you very much for having me.
Hem, tell us, what inspired the idea behind hosting this business masterclass?
All right. So I believe that Namibia suffers from a historic negligence when it comes to mental health and mental health related issues. Why am I saying that? If you look at our legislation and policies, were last reviewed decades ago, but during those days, we did not have new triggers to mental health, such as social media. Our communities have evolved. Our society has changed, yet legislation lags behind. If you look at the Namibian structure in terms of health, we've got over 30 district hospitals and they do not have wards dedicated to mental health. We have got over 200 clinics which have got no mental health facility. And this is why I'm saying I think we suffer from historic negligence when it comes to mental health and mental health related issues. Now, coming to the event, it was inspired by my experiences in business management and leadership, and experiences of team members, including myself. The difficulties encountered and the push to thrive at work, especially when we are in bad mental space. Also, as I've come across many individuals who could not perform or struggled with increased absenteeism just because they're in poor mental health, it has become increasingly evident as human beings, we can only reach optimal productivity and success when we're in good mental space. So with that background, then you understand how important it is to understand the dynamic of effective teamwork, resolution of conflict in the workplace, and the power in working together to achieve the goals and targets that we have set up for ourselves as entities. So that's really the background and the inspiration for the event. And also our president had given out a call, I think a few weeks ago, saying that we need to come up with creative ways how we can strategically position Namibia in a better space in terms of our mental health than where we are at the moment.
What are some of the most common mistakes entrepreneurs make when scaling their businesses?
I think number one is most entrepreneurs are not aware of the fact that when it comes to managing entrepreneurial entities, one of the most important things that to be aware of is managing cash flow. And you need to be on top of cash flow management and top of cash flow operation when it comes to operationals of entrepreneurial entities. Also, sometimes we don't know how important it is for us to collaborate and to really forge strategic business relationships and partnerships. And I'm not talking about friendships or connections. I'm talking about business relationships and partnerships that allow entities to thrive, to move forward, and to be strategically positioned for them to be able to propel to even greater heights. I would like to say those two are important.
How can small business owners position themselves for long-term sustainability and growth?
Well, number one, small businesses need to be innovative, and they need to come up with products that are not only competing on the local stage. They should come up with products and offerings that can compete on the global stage for them to be sustainable. And the other issue is also that I always say, like, what I love about entrepreneurship is that it's not always about putting something new to the market. Sometimes it's just about looking at your industry and thinking, what is being offered? How can I offer a better product? And in the pathology business where I'm based, sometimes it's just about giving quicker but quality results. So I think it's important to really scan the environment, but also to be able to acknowledge that we are living in an environment of change, and also to know that sometimes a strong competitor joins the market that overtakes you or takes part of your market share. And you need to be prepared for that, because that's just part of the journey and it's part of us being pushed to levels where we can be more innovative and give better service, especially to our clients.
In your experience, what role does innovation play in keeping a business competitive?
Oh, innovation is on top. For me, I believe that innovation is very important, especially if you are in the industry where your main focus is product-based. Innovation is very important because innovation, I mean, we are living now in an era of AI technology, and technology is changing every day. So you need to be able to evolve your product so that you can compete, like I said, on the global stage. If you're in the service industry, though, customer service and customer satisfaction become very, very important to you, because you don't necessarily sell a product that people can look at and say, look, I bought this shoe, I bought this pair of spectacles or sunglasses. You are selling service. It's about how people come to you and experience your service. So what then becomes more important than just innovative is to give good customer service. Make sure that your customers really have a good customer experience when they visit your workplace.
Who can attend this event, this masterclass event?
This event is perfect for entrepreneurs and intrapreneurs. Entrepreneurs, more importantly, because they are the people who start organizations, and even those who aspire to be entrepreneurs. But there's a special group of people that I really would hope that they join us at the premiere. And these are intrapreneurs. This is particularly important, as I believe that many organizations do not always recognize and celebrate intrapreneurs. And yet there are people who are bringing innovation and creativity that help move organizations forward. They play a critical role in creating space for entities to thrive. For this reason, the premiere is ideal for team leaders, entrepreneurs, intrapreneurs, and anybody who aspired to be one of those. Let us look at them. I wanted to just shed more light on entrepreneurs and the importance that they hold in organizations. If you look at the Facebook like button, it was not innovated by the founders of Facebook, but it was innovated by entrepreneurs, people within the organization who came up with that creative and now very famous feature on Facebook and most social media platforms.
What does this event need to do?
This event and premiere have profound meaning for me personally. And this is because I strongly believe in the principles that when you learn, you must teach. When you get, you must give. And when you've got wealth of experience, you must share. And this is my humble way of sharing. And I'm so excited for the premiere. And I'm hoping that your listeners will be able to join us as well.
Yes. Just a last question. Maybe we could talk a bit about the topics. What will be some of the topics that will be covered in the screening?
I'm so excited because this premiere covers and unpacks topics such as organizational culture, teamwork, conflict at the workplace, and how this tie in with our mental health. Remember, we spend most of our time from Monday to Friday at work. So that is where we spend most of our time. When we go home, it's time to switch off and do other things. So it's important that we have got conducive working environments. And so it's looking at all this and how they tie in with how to make the workplace conducive. Our mental health affects not only how productive we can be at the workplace, but also how our health in general. With a disturbing statistic about suicides in Namibia, I feel like the time is right for more discussions and sharings of experiences around these matters. I have decided to share some lessons and experiences as well as anecdotes from my vantage point. And I'm so excited that it's really going to be insightful, especially I'm hoping that people who are going to join us at the premiere will walk away with something exciting. As a country, Namibia will not thrive. Us personally as individuals and our entities will not thrive and will not reach maximum productivity if our employees are in poor mental state of health. We will not thrive and grow if our team leaders are in poor mental health. If our entrepreneurs have been pushed to suicidal ideation, we are not going to be able to thrive and be productive as an innovative country. surely we can also not reach highest levels of innovation and success if we, all of us put together, are not in good mental space. Another topic that will be covered and unpacked is how we as business leaders can position our entities to attract and retain clientele, which is so important in this ever-changing dynamic world that we are living.
Kim, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me. It was an honor. I had fun, and I'm really hoping that I'll see you at the premiere.
The Lead Story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.